You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
For more, I spoke earlier with Marcus Bogdan from Blackmore Capital. So Marcus, the Australian share market took another serious battering today. It follows falls on Wall Street. Why?
I think investors are reacting to a couple of key signals. The first signal is that they're concerned about tightening financial conditions, both by central banks and by governments, and the pullback of the stimulus. And that's affecting valuations. Second issue is there is a concern around rising bond yields and the impact that that will have on corporate profits.
So is there a fundamental shift happening in the markets, or is it just a bit of froth being taken off after the market hitting record highs recently?
I think there is a fundamental shift occurring, and that's particularly on the earnings front. We've had a year where we've had earnings growth of over 25%, and we've had an incredibly accommodative fiscal and monetary stance. And they've been great supporters of the market. Earnings growth is now starting to slow. We're seeing more downgrades than upgrades. And earnings growth has been reducing from around 15% in August for the next 12 months to around 12%. And I expect that the direction of travel there is for further downgrades. And that is absolutely fundamentally impacting the market. There's also concerns around China and the slowing growth there and the impact that that is having on Australian commodities.
So what does that ultimately mean for markets then? Are we on the trajectory down?
I think from an earnings perspective, yes. And we've had, you know, the market's up 25% so far this year. And so that impact from the slowing of the of earnings growth, the stimulus being removed, suggests that the market is ready for a pullback.
So what does this mean in this environment then? Where are the opportunities? Where are you looking to pour your money or take out?
So I do think there are opportunities in those companies that are still growing revenue, still growing earnings. And that's particularly those companies facing into the consumer staples. Industrial defensive companies such as Amcor and Brambles that play in global markets. And I do think there is a longer, both a short-term reopening play in the healthcare sector, as vaccination rates rise and the economy reopens. And then there's a longer-term thematic there on healthcare, which I think is, again, supportive.
Speaking of reopening, we saw travel stocks doing extremely well today, backing the trend, as well as gold. So they're two bright spots today anyway. What do you make of those two?
Well, it's a reflection of human emotion. It's both hope in terms of the reopening and hence travel stocks being well supported, and also potentially despair around gold and the uncertainties that we're seeing around government stimulus, around earnings growth, concerns over China. And gold has always been a good diversifier in these times.
And speaking of emotional, does the market care about the resignation of a state premier? I mean, has there been any follow through there?
Not really. I think the markets more broadly think about the bigger themes about economic growth, around interest rates, around the trajectory of corporate profits. Those are the issues which will dominate investors' thinking.
Marcus Bogdan there from Blackmore Capital.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.